Adam is being used as an example here in 1 Corinthians 15 is because chapter 15 is teaching the doctrine of the resurrection. And in order to understand it clearly, he's using Adam and Jesus Christ as an example of what they were as a body. Adam was a living soul. Jesus Christ was a quickening spirit. Why? Because flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You see, as a person, our life is found in our blood. But the Bible tells us that when we die, we're not going to have the same body when we're resurrected. It's going to be changed, okay? And the life that's now going to cause this body to live is not going to be the blood. It's going to be the spirit, okay? Look what it says in verse 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and after that which is spiritual. So it even gives the sequence of order there. Okay, just as Adam came first, and then Jesus Christ, so it is with us. You know, we're born a physical body with flesh and blood, but when we get saved and when we die, we're going to be made a quickening spirit as well. Verse 47 says, the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. So it's trying to get us a picture here of what the resurrection is going to be like. Because, you know, everyone always wonders, yeah, what did Adam look like? Well, I think he just looked like us. Right. Probably a different skin tone. I don't know. Don't ask me if he had a belly button or not. I have no idea. But he probably looked like us. Okay. Just different hair color, but he looked like us. And why? Because we're bearing the image of the earthy. We're bearing the image of that man, Adam. And then it says, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly, in reference to the glorified state after we resurrect. Verse 50 says, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. So this is talking about the resurrection, and it pictures it perfectly. And he uses Adam as a reference to how we look now, Jesus Christ, how we will look in the future.